Please enjoy this previously recorded segment.
Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we are talking with Joy Rothschild. She's the Chief Human Resource Officer for the Omni Hotels and Resorts. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
You know, I had the pleasure of hearing you speak up at the Strategic New England Convention at the Mount Washington Resort last year in the fall. I believe it was in October. A great convention, by the way. And I so enjoyed your topic, which we're going to be talking about today, culture, growing your garden, that I obviously wanted to bring you on so that the whole world could hear.
Oh, thank you.
You know, this is a very interesting organization that you have. So how about if you tell the group a little bit about Omni Hotels, a little bit about what they're about, so they can have a concept of what you oversee and your passion for this.
Okay. Well, Omni is it's a hotel company that's very unique because we're owner-operated. Most of the chains and brands that people are familiar with are managed by one company. Let's say it's Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, Starwood, but the hotels are owned by someone else. So you're really serving two different constituencies. At Omni, we're owner-operated, so we own almost every single one of our 60 hotels and resorts. We're primarily four diamond. We have 21,000 guest rooms. We have 20,000 associates. And we're in, you know, major metropolitan business gateways and especially in the last 18 months, leisure destinations. We made a major acquisition in 2013. So we're not, you know, there's not a diversity of product. We don't have an Omni, then an Omni Garden Inn or an Omni Light. We are Omni Hotels and Resorts, four diamond, upscale, you know, upper upscale. And we're very committed to our brand and to the service culture in our brand.
Well, we have 20,000 or so employees or associates. I'm sure there are never any challenges that occur, right, as an HR professional. I mean, the reality is creating a culture that includes 20,000 people for any large organization is a challenge, right? So,
yes.
And maintaining it especially is the challenge.
Yes.
So you talk about this concept of how does your garden grow. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what we're going to be talking about today. Talk about the points that we're going to go over. And then we'll work our way through those.
Okay. So the concept of how does your garden grow really came from our experience that shows it's hard to duplicate a culture. You need people that grew up in it, understand it, and believe in it. And that's the best way to perpetuate it. It's hard to take someone who's worked for another brand for 15 years and put them in an Omni and say, make this an Omni. And so we've done studies, and we recognize in our hotels that perform the best in the metrics that we care about, so associate engagement, customer satisfaction, and delivering a return to the owner, the hotels that perform the best on those metrics are led by people that we developed. So we have an extremely strong commitment to internal development. And quite a few years back, I wanted to explain it in a way that was simple, but also got the point across. So we devised this expression of growing our garden, because a garden doesn't just grow on its own. You can't just stick people in a situation and expect them to know how to lead, to know how to lead others, and to always make the right decisions. And so we came up with this concept that said, you need to treat it like a garden. You need the right foundation. You have to constantly reinforce and recognize good performance. You have to put skin in the game. You have to perpetuate it. You have to take the weeds out, if you will. And so the concept got a lot of traction in the company, and that's how we talk about perpetuating the culture through internal development, is growing your garden.
So the first part in terms of the starting of growing your garden is, of course, you need the proper soil, right? The culture pillars.
Yes.
So talk a little about, you know, getting the proper soil is can be a challenge for organizations today. Tell me how you continue to maintain that ability.
Well, this is, to me, the crux of it all. You have to decide, as a company, what do you stand for? And it has to be clearly communicated, and it cannot waver. So, for example, our top foundational pillar, the one thing any associate at Omni Hotels can recite, is the trilogy, which says, to be successful in business, you have to satisfy the needs of the guest, the associate, and the owner. It can't be you have to satisfy their needs if business is good. So, for example, after 9/11, a lot of people were not traveling, and if they were traveling, they certainly weren't traveling to upper upscale hotels. A lot of our competitors, in order to make their returns look better, did things like take away 24-hour room service, eliminate a concierge, eliminate a doorman, take the fresh flowers out of the lobby. We, because of our unique ownership structure and our belief in our pillars, we're able to say to associates, we stand for service in good times and bad. So we're probably going to make less money now, but we're not going to change who we are because business is bad. And it happened again in 2008 when, you know, there was the recession, and again, luxury travel was not looked upon as a positive thing. We didn't touch our service model, so we have been able to say to our associates, no matter what's going on in the world, we want to satisfy the guest, and in order to do that, we need to make sure we're satisfying and taking good care of you, and the return is going to come to the owner. That pillar is very strong at Omni. You also need a belief that, you know, you're a family, and you know, we have to take care of each other. And I tell people, associates don't leave the company, they leave their manager. And we want to make sure that we have the kinds of managers that people want to work for. So the way we treat people, we call it the mirror image, the way that we treat you is the way that you'll treat the guests. Again, we won't let somebody work for us that doesn't treat people well, even if they're making money. And so those foundational pillars are unwavering and undeniable, and you need the rest of your culture to rest on things like that. So we've been very true to those pillars, and we've incorporated them into the way we reward people. You know, if you're an executive at Omni, your bonus is based on owner return, customer satisfaction, associate engagement. You can't say you stand for something and then have your reward systems based on something else.
You know, we're talking with Joy Rothschild. She is the Chief Human Resource Officer at Omni Hotels and Resorts, and we're talking about culture growing your garden. You know, one of the things that I really looked at in terms of the information that you provided at the retreat, as well as, of course, the presentation you did, is the power of one. And what I liked about that is the fact that it really boils down to everybody doing their job, right? Everybody really standing behind the mission, connecting with each and every customer and each and every employee and the owner, if you use all three of the trilogy, to really understand that they're an integral part and that no one person is more important than the other.
Yes. The power of one is our philosophy that every single time a guest interacts with an associate, they can delight them or they can make it an unpleasant stay. So if a customer has a wonderful check-in experience, but they check into their guest room and the room is dirty or something's been left behind by a guest. That means housekeeping didn't do their job, and that will upset the guest. So we try to tell our associates, first of all, every single one of you has a very important role in this hotel. You know, the person washing the dishes, their job is just as important as the person that's taking your credit card, because everybody is a chain. The other thing that the Power of One says to associates is make decisions that benefit the guest. If a guest comes down to check out and there's a movie on their bill and the guest says, I didn't watch a movie, take the movie off the bill. Don't argue with the guest. Don't say, I need to go get a manager. You know, we're giving up a $10 movie, but we're making a customer for life. And so we really work hard to reinforce this philosophy. And one of my favorite, or two of my favorite ways that we do this is every week we post on our company intranet the Power of One of the Week. And executives are assigned a hotel to call, and we call the associate dining room. There's one in every hotel. If an associate answers the phone when we call and we say, what's the Power of One of the Week? And they recite it, and let's say this week it's think, use your common sense, that associate gets $100. Everybody's waiting for the phone call, and everybody in the hotel knows what the Power of One of the Week is for the company, and it keeps it alive. And so we don't just have these service points that we roll out and put people on their own. We're constantly reinforcing them, which is, you know, what I would equate to, you know, you're constantly watering the garden. You're constantly trying to find ways to keep it alive. And, you know, when we first conceived of the Power of One, it was back in the late 80s, and when we told the managers we're going to let associates make decisions and write things off bills, the managers were horrified. They said, you know, Joy, somebody's going to have a $20,000 wedding and they had a bad experience in one restaurant and the desk clerk is going to give them a free wedding. I said, that is not going to happen. Let's trust our associates more than that. We've not had any problems like that at all.
No, because not a one. No, because you're creating a culture of not only a Power of One, but the accountability to each person. They want to have the company succeed. They want to, and they buy into doing what's right. And I think there is a sense of common sense, even though I've said many times common sense is uncommon. There is right? I mean, there is an element of that. But there is some common sense that is trained, developed, and brought into these conversations of what is acceptable, what is needed. I mean, that's part of it, right? It's not just making, giving somebody a power at the front desk to do anything they want. I mean, they understand to make the customer happy, but everything has to be within, you know, what needs to be done for the organization as well, because you wouldn't support the owner. You wouldn't support the other parts of the trilogy.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, the first Power of One, number one in our Power of One service code is think, use your common sense. And, you know, and it comes in such funny ways. I know you're in the middle of some bad weather, and we had a guest. He wrote to me yesterday, and he said that I was at your hotel in Providence, and a homeless woman came into the lobby. She was looking for a warm place to rest, and she was looking for food. He said, and I watched your bellman call shelters. He got her a cup of coffee. He brought her a little something to eat. He spent a lot of time on the phone arranging a ride and to the shelter for her. And the police eventually came, because it was a travel ban in Providence, I guess. The police eventually came in a SUV and took her to a shelter. And this guest said, I don't know who this woman was. I don't even know who the bellman was. I just know his name was Jonathan. And the guest said, I'm so impressed that you had an employee that would do that. I just had to write to you. So he writes to me, and we take our company intranet, and we have a picture of Jonathan and this whole story on the company intranet today, which he's thrilled to see, the hotel's thrilled to see, and it just reinforces, here's a different way to use the Power of One that doesn't necessarily help a guest, but a guest got a positive feeling from Omni because of this.
No, absolutely. It does a lot of internal support. It also does reinforce the brand. You know, that not only do you take care of the employees, but you take care of non-guests, right? I mean, it's really taking care of everyone and making that happen. We're talking with Joy Rothschild. She is the Chief Human Resource Officer at Omni Hotels and Resorts. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back on News Talk WLOB. I am pleased to announce a new sponsor for the HR Power Hour, Rudman Winchell Employment Attorneys, based out of Bangor, Maine. Rudman Winchell Employment Attorneys are equipped to provide a full range of legal services necessary to protect their clients' interests in this rapidly evolving world of labor and employment law. With an emphasis on client education through seminars and lunch meetings, Rudman Winchell helps keep their clients up to date on employment law in order to prevent potential conflicts. However, when contested matters do arise, Rudman Winchell Employment Attorneys work as vigorous advocates for their clients, identifying and helping them implement cost-effective solutions. From guidance in preventing claims through mediation and litigation, Rudman Winchell's committed employment and labor law attorneys serve small and large private, public, and municipal employers all around our home state of Maine, New England, and across the U.S. and Canada. Call 207-947-4501 or check them out on RudmanWinchell.com. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by cmacareer.com. And today we're talking with Joy Rothschild. She is the Chief Human Resource Officer for Omni Hotels and Resorts. And we're talking about culture, growing your garden. Joy, you know, I got to tell you, we talked about in the first segment about how we need to make sure that the culture pillars are there and that you need the proper soil. And we've kind of talked a little bit about watering your garden, giving it some light. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to have you talk a little bit about is the rewards program, the Omni Service Champion program that you have, because I think it is something that is simple, yet really provides a model for other organizations to do. Even if they're small, because it doesn't have to be big rewards, it can be small rewards. So talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so we just talked about the power of one, and what we wanted to do at Omni was publicly reward people who excel at the power of one. And a lot of companies have traditional Employee of the Month programs, and we used to have one as well, and, you know, a bunch of managers get in a room and say, okay, this month we're going to recognize X department because last month we recognized Y department, and the programs just don't have a lot of credibility. Plus, once you've won Employee of the Month for February, in most programs I've seen, you can't win again. So we wanted to develop something that recognized great service, that had credibility, and allowed you to keep winning. So the way Omni Service Champion works is, anybody who works for us that sees somebody exceeding the expectations of either a guest or of a coworker in the end game of taking care of a guest, you can give them an Omni Service Champion card. And once a month in every hotel, we have a group of associates that sit down and they look at every single award and they say, Joy came to work on time every day this week. Is that above and beyond the call of duty? No, she should come in on time every week. That's not an award. The next one could be Joy took her shoes off and gave them to a guest who forgot her business shoes and the guest wore them to a business meeting. That's above and beyond. So the more validated awards you have, the more your name goes into a bucket that month, and we pick three people that month, and each of them wins $75. And if you keep performing, you can keep winning. At the end of the year, we actually count the number of awards that every person has, every validated award. The person with the most validated awards in the hotel gets $1,000. The next two get $500 each, and the remainder of the top 10, so the remaining seven, get $250 each. And you can be the Omni Service champion year after year, and it's been a great way to reinforce the power of one. And our associates are competing to delight our guests, and everybody's winning. It's just a great program, and we do very well on our associate engagement survey with rewards and recognition, and I think a lot of it is because of Omni Service Champions.
Well,
and that's a way to reinforce the behavior you want, as we call watering the garden.
What I really like about it is the simplicity of it. I really like that it's, you know, a lot of times you think about the lottery, and this is an analogy I've used. The lottery, you can win the Powerball, and it will be like $300 gazillion dollars, and your chances of winning are better to get hit by lightning twice while standing on one toe. You know, this is very simple. You have an actual chance to make a difference every day, and you can actually benefit from that, and it can add up quick.
Yes, and, you know, my name can be in there 6 times this month, and your name might be in there 10 times this month. But when we pull the names, what's great is because the associates are so hard on each other as to what's above and beyond and what's required, it really it gives the program instant credibility, which I love. And, you know, I love to go around the hotels and have people tell me, I was the service champion this month, and it's very meaningful to them.
No, it absolutely is. Well, you know, one of the other things that I think is unique for the organization, and I'm not saying that other organizations don't do similar things, but it's one that I haven't heard in this way, is giving back a little, and you call it Omni Circle. And this provides financial assistance to Omni associates whose lives have been affected by disasters, accidents, and other emergencies. I know because you shared some of the stories, obviously, at the event that I went to. Could you kind of, you know, talk to the audience a little bit about what this program is, and then maybe provide an example or so that really gets to the point of why this program is so amazing?
Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite things that we do, and I could tell you it's one of my owner's favorite ways to give back. After Hurricane Katrina, we had about 450 displaced associates, and they lost homes, they lost everything. They were literally driving to Dallas to our corporate office and to Houston where we had hotels. They just had nowhere to go, and there was this tremendous outpouring from the rest of the company of how do we help all of our coworkers in New Orleans who have lost so much. So we set up this foundation called the Omni Circle, and you were allowed to donate cash. You could make a payroll deduction. You could donate vacation time. And it went into this foundation that was strictly for the purpose of helping people affected by an unforeseen circumstance in life. Our owner matched every penny that went in. We have given out close to $1 million through the Omni Circle, and here's how it works. You have a disaster. You know, I had one yesterday. This is a great example. One of our housemen, his father died. He lives in Morocco. He wants to go home to the funeral. He can't afford a plane ticket. He sends a application to the Omni Circle. We have a group of managers look at every application, and we have a check for his plane ticket going to him today. We can literally turn it around in 24 hours. We have reunited families and in one of my most favorite stories, we had somebody from Rwanda working for us in Colorado. He had left his wife and daughter behind, and the wife died, and he needed to get his daughter to the United States. We gave him the money to get her here. She was 11. She went to high school. She got a full scholarship to college, graduated from college, and she wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Omni Circle. So it's just been a wonderful way to help people, and people who have been helped are very motivated to give back. And it just makes you feel really, really, really good about your company. You know, I had another woman whose husband passed, and she didn't have enough money for the funeral. I got a letter from her hotel manager today. She had written a thank you letter to him, and he said, "I'm so proud to work for a company that reaches out like this." And it's a great feel good, and it's a way to reinforce you're part of a family, and we're here for you in good times and in bad.
Your organization also has a close relationship with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, one of our foundational pillars is called local market leadership. So it basically says you need to be a good citizen and serve the communities in which you live. And one of the ways that we've done that is through partnerships with Habitat for Humanity or American Heart, or, you know, reading to children. But one of my favorite ones is it's called HIS Bridge Builders in Dallas. And this is a ministry that takes people who are literally unemployable. And we created a partnership with them about 3 years ago when we opened Omni Dallas. And we said, give these people some life skills. Teach them what it is to go on an interview, have a job, be somewhere on time. They go through a 9-week course with HIS Bridge Builders. Once they finish the course, Bridge Builders tells us if they feel they're ready for a job at the Omni. And we will hire them. Bridge Builders will stay as kind of a counselor and mentor for the first 60 days. We've hired 113 people from this program, and we have amazing success stories from this program. And, you know, one of my most memorable ones is the year after we opened Omni Dallas, the president of Omni and I got a letter from one of our lobby attendants, and he said, a year ago I was eating out of trash cans. And he said, because of this program, I can have Christmas. I can do something. You know, I'm not living in a shelter anymore. And so those kinds of local market leadership to me are what sets Omni apart. And it's a full commitment. You know, they've been good to us. They've helped our business. We've given money to that ministry. And we're trying to replicate it now in other cities.
No, it's a wonderful, really a wonderful program and a commitment that your organization has made. You know, we're talking with Joy Rothschild. She's the Chief Human Resource Officer at Omni Hotels and Resorts. You know, we've talked a little bit about, first of all, you know, the pillars, the culture pillars, the need for the proper soil. We've talked about you have to water it and give it light, reinforcement, recognition, rewards. The third part is you have to commit to it, to put some skin in the game. Talk about what you mean by that.
So, you know, we feel very strongly that you have to give people the tools to do their job. And again, I will go into something I mentioned before. You can't say we're all about service, but not if the economy is bad. And so, you know, this is a great example. This is a real life example. We bought some resorts in the past couple of years, and one of them, beautiful resort, and I went out and met with the employees, and they said, you know, Mrs. Rothschild, the towels and sheets in the room don't reflect Omni standards, and we're embarrassed, and a lot of them are ripped. And I was a guest in the hotel at the time, and I said, I have to agree with you. So I came back, and, you know, buying linen for a hotel is a major, major expense, as you can imagine. You need three-part any one time. So I need sheets on all the beds, I need sheets in the laundry, and then I need sheets in the closet. So that's your three-part linen. I mean,
sure,
it's literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I came back, and I said, the linen at this resort is substandard. It's affecting the guest experience. Immediately, we buy linen. Send it to the hotel. I go back six weeks later. The housekeeper say, Mrs. Rothschild, you told us you were going to buy linen. I said, we did. They said, no, we don't have it. So I go to the leader of housekeeping. I said, where's all the linen we bought? I know it got here. He said, well, I'm saving it for when we're really busy and we really need it. And I said, no, that's not who we are. This is a guy that had worked at that hotel for years, never worked for Omni. I said, if we need more linen when it's busy, we'll buy more linen when it's busy, but we can't have everybody that's staying in this hotel have a bad experience with this. Put the linen in the rooms now. And it's that kind of commitment to fix what's wrong immediately, give the people the tools immediately, and get the managers to understand how we operate. And the last part is really the hardest part, because it doesn't cost any money, but it's a paradigm shift in how you think about your business.
And you talked about that at the beginning, right? You talked about, you know, it's easy to have somebody work up through the organization and understand the culture than to bring the culture into the organization of what they know before. So that is part of the development and training that has to go into having somebody understand that part of the culture. And we're going to talk about that when we come right back. Again, we're talking with Joy Rothschild. She is the Chief Human Resource Officer at Omni Hotels and Resorts. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis, as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
If you'd like to be a guest on the HR Power Hour or be a show sponsor, send David an email today at info@hrpowerhour.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB and presented by cmacareer.com. Today we're talking with Joy Rothschild, Chief Human Resource Officer for Omni Hotels and Resorts, who's giving us a really good outline of her Culture Growing Your Garden program that she's presented many times, but really lives it and breathes it every day. Again, Joy, thank you for being on the show.
Wonderful. Happy to be here.
So we've talked a little bit about your need to have the proper soil. You have to water it and give it light. You have to commit. You have to put your skin in the game. Now I want to talk about how you have to perpetuate it, how you have to create and plant new roots. And this has a lot to do with training and development, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, I it's my favorite thing to do, because that's how I grew up in the business. I didn't have any experience working in a hotel company. I had a hotel degree from University of New Hampshire, but I never worked in a hotel. And it was only because people put me in a training program, mentored me, developed me, that I became the person that I am in Omni Hotels. And so I have a very strong commitment to developing young talent. And one of the things that we do is we have a program called Leadership and Development, LID, they're LIDs. And at any one time in Omni, there's probably 75 of them. These are college graduates that we put through an extensive training program, 6 months, and it's really all about the Omni culture. And one of the pinnacles of their training experience is to come to Dallas and spend a week with senior executives in training classes. They also meet our owner and CEO and president. They actually have dinner at the owner's house, and he tells them his philosophy about the business. And these people go home with a spirit and enthusiasm that is unbreakable, but they also go home with a feeling of, I know the right way to do something. So if they go back into their operation and either there's a leader that doesn't represent our culture or they see somebody trying to cut corners, they have heard out of our owner's mouth, don't cut corners, don't cheat the guests, don't do anything that you wouldn't be proud of to stand in front of me and tell me you did. Those words are so powerful, and to learn the way we want to run the business from us is very powerful. And those people have done a remarkable job in terms of embracing the culture, staying with the company, being promoted into subsequent roles, and you know, it's what has made some of our new hotels great. We have a great hotel in Dallas. We needed 75 managers to open that hotel. About 48 of them had been through the LID program. So it's an instant Omni. Same thing with Nashville. You know, we needed a few more managers, I think more like 85. You know, about 50 of them had been through the LID program. So you go in and it's just instant Omni. And it just makes life so much easier. It's very, very important to us that we hire people not for the job they're applying for, but for the next job. So we put a lot of emphasis on the recruitment and hiring process. And if you are going to work in a director-level position in the company, so if you're going to be the director of food and beverage at the Omni Parker House in Boston, you will fly to Dallas. You will meet the VPs because we're looking at you saying, will you ever be a GM for this company? Will you ever be an area director of food and beverage for this company? Because if you're not, we'd rather have somebody maybe with less experience but higher potential. So there's a lot of back and forth on who we're bringing into the company because we want people that are reflective of our culture. And having them already growing up in the system is easily the best way to do that.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned is really taking the time to get the right talent, right? To really source out. It's something I have said many, many times. You hire the personality, not necessarily what they've done, because you can't train personality. You can train skill.
Right.
And that's part of understanding that a culture, there's a personality to a culture as well. It's a living, breathing thing.
Yes. And it's funny because people have asked me over the years, you know, how do you know on an interview that they're right for the hospitality business? I said, if they don't smile in the first 10 minutes, they're not for the hospitality business. I mean, it's not that difficult. Our business is not hard. We have great training. We can train anybody. But I can't train you to smile or make eye contact or shake my hand properly. Those are things I can't teach you. And if I don't see some basic hospitality heart for service, I can't bring you here. And we take very seriously. I don't care what level you're in our organization. If you're working in an Omni hotel, you are going to meet the general manager before you get an offer. That's from the dishwasher all the way up to the director of finance. In my corporate office, I meet the person that works in the mailroom just like I meet the VP of finance. We meet everybody because everybody's a reflection of what you care about. And the minute you start to let that slip, it's a problem. And I'm not talking about, you know, if somebody's obese or their ethnicity or their lifestyle. I'm talking about, do you smile? Are you warm? Can you connect? Are you dressed professionally? All those ingredients are important to the Omni experience, and so we have to make sure that's who we're bringing in.
Well, you know, you bring up an exceptional point, and this is really from a hiring perspective. Too often I've gone into organizations and had, you know, we're dealing with a situation where somebody is not performing well, right? And so you'll say, you know, so did you hire them? What was, you know, go through the whole process with HR and management. And sometimes the management will say, no, I didn't talk to them. It wasn't me who hired them. That was HR. That was, you know, somebody over there in that department hired them. And I just think to myself that the process is broken because you don't have accountability for your team, your staff, your development. And so that's a problem from a culture standpoint because you can't make your mark at that point.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, my HR teams in the hotels, their job is to send the operations leaders good candidates. Their job is not to decide who gets hired. Their job is to screen the candidates. Do they meet our professional standards of appearance? Are there gaping holes on their resume? Do they have the right personality for Omni? Their job is to, you know, be the sieve for the basic hospitality ingredients. But who gets hired is a manager's decision. Because if that person doesn't perform, it's not my job. It's the manager's future is resting on that. And so they have to make the decision. And I think it's interesting. A long time ago, I went to the Disney executive program, and I always thought I wanted to work for Disney, and I'm a huge fan of Disney. But what I learned when I went to that program was two things. One was they've gotten their culture through very, very standardized policies and procedures that have created a magic formula that works for them. I'm not great in a very strict policy and procedure type environment. I'm big on the power of one. But two was, because they're hiring in such volume, they really did something that was kind of brilliant with their hiring process. And I don't know if they still do it, but if you want to work for Disney at the time, you went to this place called Central Casting. And they made you watch a video, and it said, you know, Disneyland parks and hotels are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you have to be able to work any schedule. You have to meet a very strict dress code. Here's what the dress code is. You have to have your own transportation because the buses don't run in a way that coincides with our shifts. If you still want to apply for a job, go ahead. And they said 35% of the people walk out of the room. And that, to me, was brilliant. And that, to me, is the role of HR. My job is to screen you and make sure you can meet all the basic requirements of the job and then send you on to the manager and let them decide. But it can't be that I tell you who you're going to hire. That just does not work.
We're talking with Joy Rothschild. She is the Chief Human Resource Officer for Omni Hotels. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. I am pleased to announce a new sponsor for the HR Power Hour, Rudman Winchell Employment Attorneys, based out of Bangor, Maine. Rudman Winchell Employment Attorneys are equipped to provide a full range of legal services necessary to protect their clients' interests in this rapidly evolving world of labor and employment law. With an emphasis on client education through seminars and lunch meetings, Rudman Winchell helps keep their clients up to date on employment law in order to prevent potential conflicts.
However, when contested matters do arise, Redmond Winchell Employment Attorneys work as vigorous advocates for their clients, identifying and helping them implement cost-effective solutions. From guidance in preventing claims through mediation and litigation, Redmond Winchell's committed employment and labor law attorneys serve small and large private, public, and municipal employers all around our home state of Maine, New England, and across the U.S. and Canada. Call 207-947-4501 or check them out on RedmondWinchell.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we're talking with Joy Rothschild. She is the Chief Human Resource Officer for Omni Hotels and Resorts. And we're talking about culture, growing your garden. Joy, as a quick review, we've kind of gone over a bunch of things. We've talked about the need for the proper soil, the culture pillars, to make sure you have the right water and light. We've talked about how to commit to it and make the commitment to make it happen. We've talked about how to perpetuate it, to create and plant new roots. Sometimes you have to prune the garden and remove the outliers. What does that mean to Omni and you?
So it's very important that you have leaders that reflect your culture. And if they don't, you need to act swiftly, because a leader who doesn't reflect your culture can poison your culture. I'll give you an example. This is a very simple example. We stand for associates. We stand for family. One of our traditions when we buy a hotel or when we open a hotel, the very first day we open at 6 a.m., Joy Rothschild, the president of Omni, Mike Dietemeyer, the CEO of Omni, and every other exec that is on property is at the time clock at 6 a.m. handing out coffee and donuts and shaking everybody's hand and saying welcome to the family. It's just a tradition we have. We bought a hotel a few years ago, and we weren't sure if we were going to keep the manager or not, and he was down there with us at 6 a.m., and the associates are walking in the door and shaking our hands and looking at him, and they had no idea who he was. Now, the managers knew who he was, but not the hourly associates, which tell us he's in his office, he's not in the operation, he doesn't believe the things we believe. That's not someone that we want to bring into Omni Hotels, and we didn't. We have metrics, as I said earlier. We look at your EBITDA performance. We look at what customers say about you, either through TripAdvisor or J.D. Power or Medallia, which is our customer feedback system. We look at your associate engagement survey. Are your people engaged? Are they happy? We look at your turnover. We look at your retention. We have had managers that are exceeding budget, but doing it in a way that's intimidating and not in keeping with our values, and we have let those people go, because you have to fit all three legs of the trilogy. You can't intimidate someone into giving good service and get a good associate engagement survey. And we've had the courage to do that, and it's remarkable to me. It doesn't happen a lot, because I think we do a good job of hiring, but when it does happen, the manager that we're letting go will say, but I'm making budget, or my customer service is good. And we're like, it's not one piece. It's not two pieces. You have to hit all three marks with Omni. Because if you let someone do that, you're going to poison the culture. I think the other part about it is you can't have a leader that is not inspirational to other leaders in the operation. Because the only way to reinforce our values, which needs to happen every day, is a leader that really embraces it. And if they haven't drunk the Kool-Aid, we can tell.
Oh, no.
You know, the easiest way to tell is you walk around the hotel with a manager, and do they know people? Do they ask about their family? Is it stiff? when they go in the associate dining room, does everyone's eyes pop out because what are you doing here? You never eat here. The leaders that do really well with us hit all their marks. They know their associates. They eat in the associate dining room. They go play in the softball game. They espouse the values that we have.
You know, this is.
But you got to have the courage to get the outliers out.
You know, this has been a very interesting conversation, and I think one of the things that I want to be able to have you have an opportunity to at the end of the show here is maybe is there anything that you would say from this program that people who want to talk about instituting something like that in their organization, any things that they should, you know, any pearls of wisdom that you can say in terms of setting this up?
Yes. The most important piece is deciding what your values are and deciding, can we live with these through good and bad? Because if you say we're going to stand for XYZ and then you throw it out in 8 months, you can never get the credibility back with your employees. So you don't have to, you know, you may say our main goal in life is to buy properties and flip them and move on. And then everybody knows the mission and that's what you stand for and you build your company around that. But you have to decide what you want to stand for. And you have to stand for it no matter what's going on, whatever that is. And you need buy-in from everyone. I am one of the architects of our culture. But if I was the only believer, we wouldn't have this. My owner is very proud of our culture. My president, my CEO, all of the ops team, they talk about the trilogy. We make decisions with the trilogy. One person cannot drive a culture. It has to have a foundation which the senior leaders set, and then if people believe it, it will grow organically. We are living proof of that.
You know, this has been an excellent conversation, and I really, truly appreciate you taking the time to come on the show here today and bring this conversation to the airwaves, and hopefully a lot of people will, you know, really look at this as an opportunity to model something that certainly works for a great organization. So, Joy, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And now your HR tip of the week. According to TrendHR.com, best practices when creating an employee handbook by Bridget Miller. Here are some of the best practices for creating, communicating, and maintaining an employee handbook. 1. Always have employees sign and date a statement acknowledging that they've received a copy of the handbook. 2. Include information affirming that the employment is at will, especially in an at-will state, and identify the only individuals, if any, who have the power to change that. 3. Understand that creating a policy means that an employer is creating an obligation to enforce and follow such a policy. That, of course, is critical. Those are 3 HR tips of the week. Next week on the HR Power Hour, John Hamer, partner at Rudman & Winchell Law Firm, a great HR Power Hour sponsor, will be talking about 10 top employment-related mistakes. He's an employment attorney, he works with the municipal and government law, and he's a litigation attorney. This should be exciting. On the next HR Power Hour.
Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.